States announced Friday it's pulling back from a decades-old treaty that banned an entire class of nuclear weapons, sparking concern the move could trigger a new arms race. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said effective February 2nd, Washington is suspending its compliance with the U.S.-Russian Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. The U.S. accuses Russia of violating the pact, which bans certain ground-launched cruise missiles. Pompeo spoke to reporters Friday at the State Department.
If Russia does not return to full and verifiable compliance with the treaty within this six-month period, by verifiably destroying its INF-violating missiles, their launchers, and associated equipment, the treaty will terminate.
Russia denies the allegation. The pullout also is due to U.S. concern that China, which is not party to the treaty, was gaining a military advantage by deploying missiles with ranges exceeding the treaty's limits. U.S. President Donald Trump's confidant Roger Stone is due back in court today in the special counsel's Russia investigation. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
While it's likely to be a perfunctory appearance, prosecutors may seek an order that would prevent Stone from discussing the case. Yesterday, the Donald Trump confidant held a news conference in which he again proclaimed his innocence. That after a round of television interviews over the weekend. The judge overseeing Stone's prosecution, Amy Berman Jackson, also presides over the case against former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort, and she issued a similar gag order in that case. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The U.S. imposed visa restrictions on Ghanaian nationals Thursdays, making it more difficult for citizens of the West African country to visit. The Trump administration levied the sanctions, accusing Ghana of not repatriating those deported from the U.S. With less than 30 million people, Ghana doesn't crack the list of Africa's 10 most populous nations, but in both 2017 and 18, it ranked only behind Nigeria in nationals removed from the U.S., according to Immigration and Customs Enforcement. This is VOA News. American and Chinese negotiators wrapped up 2 days of talks Thursday without a deal, but with an upbeat outlook. President Trump said China has agreed to buy more American soybeans, but he expects to meet President Xi Jinping about other contentious issues. North Korea envoy Stephen Bishan said Thursday the U.S. has made only limited progress on nuclear talks. This comes weeks ahead of an anticipated second summit between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un. Mr. Trump said Thursday he'll likely announce the site and date during the State of the Union address on Tuesday. A prominent Venezuelan lawmaker says a group of European Union and Latin American countries aimed to solve the political crisis in Venezuela should support the ouster of President Nicolas Maduro without negotiations. Francisco Sucre heads the International Committee of the Opposition-led National Assembly in Venezuela. He says the international contact group announced on Thursday by the EU's top diplomat should help to seize power by Maduro and establish a transitional government until new elections. The European Parliament has called on EU member states to recognize Juan Guaido as the interim president. Both President Trump and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi are digging in on their positions about a southern border wall, leading to more doubts about whether a bipartisan congressional team can reach a compromise and avoid another government shutdown by the February 15th deadline. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Democrats had signaled some flexibility on border security funding, but unveiled a plan with no wall money. The president says if that's what the committee's final product shows in about 2 weeks,
I don't even want to waste my time reading what they have,
and repeated his threat to declare a national emergency to build the wall himself. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Lawyers for two Reuters journalists serving a 7-year prison sentence in Myanmar linked to their reporting on the Rohingya crisis filed an appeal Friday with the Supreme Court. The reporters were found guilty in September of illegal possession of official documents. The landmark cases raised questions about Myanmar's progress towards democracy and sparked complaints from human rights proponents. The Labor Department says U.S. employers engaged in a burst of hiring in January, adding 304,000 jobs, the most in nearly a year. The U.S. has now added jobs for 100 straight months. The unemployment rate ticked up 4%, but economist Guess Fauché says there's a good reason why.
That's because workers who were federal government workers who were furloughed were counted as temporarily unemployed. But I would expect that we'll see the unemployment rate decline again in February now that those workers are back on the job.
One unknown factor is the impact of the shutdown on government contractors who perform a wide range of jobs from janitorial services to data management. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, all the hits and more on VOA 1.